Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hyper Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Thank you, Dave Solomon. Oh, just the thought of getting closer to seeing Dave again just fills my soul with some holiday cheer. Happy December the 1st to you, my friend. And thank you for joining us. If you're joining us live, if you will be joining us later in archive mode, however you do it. And I'm telling you, I'm getting letters and some messages on Facebook and some via LinkedIn expressing new interest. And it's taking me by surprise. This is so cool to have this coming at the end of a, let's face it, I'd say challenging, but that would be polite, year. You know what I'm saying. We have a special guest, our old friend Matthew Schell, coming up next hour on the show. He's got some ideas. He's got some music. You know what? This whole show is going to be about dreamscapes. It's going to be about holiday warmth and cheer, making you feel good. And isn't that what we're supposed to do right about now? Yes, let's do it, shall we? To start things off, Dave Brubeck Quartet. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hybrid Jazz.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite thing, and then I don't feel so bad.
Is brand new. I don't know if we're the first to play that or not, but Nate Najjar sent it to me a few days ago, so I thought, honey, if you're going to send it to me, I'm going to play it. That is Daniela Soledade from Brazil, now living in St. Petersburg, Florida, with Nate Najjar. My favorite things done in a refreshing way, because when somebody who is not from the United States has a take on a particular song, especially in that Brazilian mode, oh my God, I was feeling everything, honestly, and the production, I love that. Craig Charmat is responsible for the orchestration, and it just sounds like that 60s mode, that Astro Gilberto mode that we all loved so much and still do. Oh my gosh, I just love it. My favorite things. Raise your hand if you think that is so silly for a holiday song. What does it really have to do with the holidays? Can't we just hear it all year long? I mean, it's like Hard Candy Christmas. The only reference to Christmas by Dolly Parton is Christmas. And I know Dolly would agree. Hey, play that sucker all year long. Honestly, that's just my take on that particular holiday favorite. Don't forget that Daniela Soledade has A Moment of You, her album out, that was actually released in late 2019, but I included it on my Facebook page the other day. I wanted to make mention of all the females that have been on the show since International Jazz Day, April 30th. I wanted to make sure that those females got focus, because if you're thinking about gift buying, please keep Daniela in mind, and Linda Lavin, and Candace Springs, and Chelsea Green, and Joyce Cooling, and Paulette McWilliams, and I know I'm leaving a few folks out. I don't want to do that, but you can go through the list, and you can see my Facebook page, and see all of these amazing women who sing or who play instruments. Yes, Wendy Moten, who we just had on the show, who does everything. She's such a powerhouse in Nashville, and I want to make sure that anytime I have a chance, I push her to your attention. She's just too marvelous for words, and that's a song that she actually performs, by the way. Daniela Soledade, coming out on the 4th of December, My Favorite Things. Make sure that you support her if you possibly can. Thank you, Nate Najjar. Of course, anything that Daniela does, he has a hand in producing, so I'm really proud of him. Ooh, yeah. Michael Olatuja, yes, from Lagos Pepper Soup, one of those amazing albums that came out this year. I can't say enough about Michael on bass. That song, The Hero's Journey, is so masterful. First of all, you have the amazing violinist Regina Carter partnering with Michael. And Regina, by the way, is up for a Grammy this year. If you, again, go to my Facebook page, you will see, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to go to it right now, So you can reap the benefit of just actually hearing this particular song. I know that Lydia Liebman is responsible for making sure that the song got front and center attention. This wonderful song, Pachamama, featuring Regina Carter, is up for a Grammy. And the person who is responsible for making sure the whole project is out is named Fana Alexa. Just so you know, the music this year, I don't know what it is. Maybe because the year has been so challenging. People are at home and they're creating. People getting together via Zoom and finding out different ways how they can syncopate their ideas and their music. It's just mind-blowing to me. So, Michael Olatuja with Regina, The Hero's Journey. Amazing. And I want to thank Neil Sapper from New World and Jazz for all of the music that he has sent my way this year. Can't say enough about these promotion people. They're just excellent. We heard, too, at the top of the hour, I'm just bubbling over with this holiday and or otherwise music today. Dave Brubeck recorded in June of 1961. Columbia Records thought it would be a trip to get some of their jazz artists who recorded music from 1959 to 1962 and put together Jingle Bell Jazz, one of the best ever. On this particular track, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Paul Desmond, of course, Eugene Wright on bass, Joe Morello on drums, and Dave on those keys. Do you know on the 6th of December, it will be 100 years since Dave Brubeck was given to this earth. He left us on the 5th of December, 2012. We'll never get over it. Never get over it. We never should, right? We've got more music here. I'm so excited to give you. I just got a chill. Oh, my God. PJ Spraggins, Birmingham-based drummer, composer, producer, got together with teacher and violinist Caitlin Edwards. When I heard, and thank you, Jason Gorov, when I heard this track, I don't think that I've ever heard a so-called religious holiday song that had more impact on me than this particular take. If you thought that you heard Hark the Herald Angels Sing in a particular way before now, wait. PJ Spraggins, Caitlin Edwards, giving you Hark the Herald Angels Sing on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. Never gets old, one of those yacht rock classics. And I had to say that, right? Toto from Toto 4 and Africa. I didn't know until very recently the soup to nuts story about how that song came to be. And it's really fascinating. You know, I know some people who have mocked the whole idea of these white boys doing a song called Africa through the years. But honestly, David Paich, his heart was in the right place. Check this out. When he was young, he was in Catholic school, and his teachers, some of them at least, were missionaries in Africa, which leads us to the line in the song, I bless the rains in Africa, because those teachers were on fire for being missionaries. And David was really, really struck by the whole notion of what was going on when he saw these pictures in his home from so far away about so many people in need. And he really got emotional about it and wanted to write this song about his perception of what he could do. Maybe if he was there, he could help. It just came from this really childlike place. I love it. And the Porcaro brothers got so involved, even Joe Porcaro, God love him. You know what they did? They made loops of bottle caps to get a particular song. And David was inspired because there was this Yamaha CS80 keyboard that was introduced to him, which is a polyphonic analog synthesizer. And he thought, I'll bet you I could do something in the beginning of the song that somebody never did before me. And he was right. So all of these folks got together, and it became such an organic endeavor. Steve Porcaro, Jeff Porcaro, oh gosh, Bobby Kimbrell, Joe Porcaro, Lenny Castro, Steve Lukather, David Hungate, Timothy B. Schmidt, he was also involved in this. It became a standard bearer for so much. Oh my God, the song just exploded. 1981, it was recorded in October of that year. 1982, it was released. Africa. I love it. I'll never get tired of it. Lars Taylor, oh my gosh, he was so excited because I told him I was going to segue his new song called Dance Forever into Africa because he loves Toto so much. Lars Taylor is a Swiss fusion. Ooh, got to be careful. Swiss fusion guitarist. Apparently, and I'm just learning a whole lot about him, he was very, very popular in Berlin as a studio guitarist. He is a guitarist of some real rare creativity. We've been going back and forth about this. I love it. A composer, also a producer. He was born in Switzerland, but moved to Brazil in 1981, so he was born in 77, moved in 81, absorbed a lot of different cultural influences. So again, just like the case of Daniela Soledade, when you hear someone who was not born in the States, you get a different vibe about what jazz is supposed to be, right? I'm real psyched about you, Lars Taylor, just so you know. And we heard, too, P.J. Spraggins, who I've seemed to have known forever on Facebook, Birmingham, Alabama's hometown hero there, drummer, composer, producer with Caitlin Edwards, teacher and musician. Seeing a lot of really good stuff about Caitlin Edwards. Beautiful rendition of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And both the P.J. Spraggins song and the Lars Taylor song, just so you know, once again, Jason Gorov. So thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. Woo, when I see Yolanda Bell in the house, yay, Yolanda. And BJ White, love it. Love it when my girls gather around in the chat room. My gosh, it's been a while feeling like maybe there is this holiday vibe going on, right? Let's just hope and pray that this spirit continues. One of those folks who are helping me regain that sense of holiday spirit, just because we've got a communication going on ever since he was on the show, and I appreciate him so much because this man, to me, is such a genius. I mean, to work in a field that has nothing to do with music, and then to give us the music that he does, and then also do stand-up comedy, which he just did recently. He's no stranger to it, by the way. Jeff Oster, he got Nile Rodgers to be on this song. This is from a few years back. It's the title track of Jeff Oster's album called Next on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Matthew Schell joins us in less than 20 minutes. It's going to be a really good visit, you'll see. note the beginning line of this song.
So every generation is going to have their take on what's going on.
Thank you.
Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you.
to throw in one more with Matthew Shell Production. Here we are with a Pentatonix remake on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
The fireplace is burning bright, shining all on me. I see the presents underneath the good old Christmas tree. And wait all night till Santa comes to wake me from my dreams. Oh, why? Cause that's Christmas to me. I see the children play outside like angels in the snow. Mom and Daddy share a kiss under the mistletoe. And we'll cherish all these simple things wherever we may be. Oh, why? Cause that's Christmas.
That just about a week or so ago, I had never heard about this lady before, a young lady, Lana Lubani, Christmas to Me. Isn't that so cool? I mean, we take on a pentatonic song, you gotta have a little bit of chutzpah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think you do. Before that, another Matthew Shell production, Towards New Beginnings. And I had read somewhere that Matthew said that of all of the projects that he has done in 2020, this particular one just grabbed him so much because there was just so much emotion in the instrumentation, and you can certainly hear that, right? Yeah. We heard three tracks just because I wanted to do it. And we might hear another, too, because there might be a situation where we got our times crossed up. I don't know. I'm going to check on that. We heard Drifting Through Dreams from Matthew Shell and Company. Now, if you didn't know this, Matthew is the CEO of MTS Music, which is a publishing house and production company. He has, I'm telling you, partnered with all sorts of people through the years. Just to give you a taste of this, Selena Gomez. Yes. Gerald Albright, Greg Adams, Kenny Wesley, Paul Jackson Jr., Walter Kellerman, the Grammy winner, no stranger to folks who have won Grammys or who have been nominated around him. He's just really amazing in that he has a sense of what jazz is. He has a sense of what new age hybrid music is, which you heard a little bit of in the past several minutes. And I have to tell you, too, that the song that began our set was Jeff Oster from his album Next. He has a video out, and the video is so cool because it gives you the story of Next. And Jeff and I have never talked about this, but apparently he is a student of The Secret in that he believes that if you believe it, if you say it, it will come to pass. So he just put it out there. He sent a note to Nile Rodgers, and he said, I believe in this project, and I believe in you, and I really want you to be a part of this, and I can't at this point be afraid. So Nile said, no problem. I like that. Let's do it. So you heard Nile Rodgers on that with Chuck Rainey on bass, and Pretty Purdue as a drummer. So beautiful. The title track and Next. And I'm going to do this because I am going to see if maybe Matthew thought that we were going to do this at 2 o'clock and not 1 o'clock. This is one of his other favorite songs from this year. This is Matthew Shell and a whole host of people behind him, Passion in Her Soul, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz. Get ready for this.
When you're feeling down and out, wondering what this world's about, I know a place that has the answer. It's a place where no one dies. It's a land. For the secret of his land, he
Thank you.
So cool. Let's remember, shall we? Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Never find as long as you live. Someone who loves you tender like I do, you'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you. Take the end of all time, someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just a
the opportunity to play that particular song, because with some of you it might be the case, Lou Rawls is in my head so much I can't explain it. It's just one of those voices. It helps that I saw him a long time ago at the Valley Forge Music Fair outside of Philadelphia. My God, it was just mind-blowing. It was in like the mid-70s when that song came out. You'll never find another love like mine from All Things in Time. Really interesting about Lou Rawls. This was a big deal for Philadelphia International Records. Lou was the first artist to sign with them back in the mid-70s. Recorded at Sigma Sound with all those great, great producers, including Bunny Sigler and Gamble and Huff, who wrote the song, as they did many, many others. There was a lull. There had been a lull in Lou's career, but when this particular song dropped, everything changed. not only Lou Rawls became, I mean, you know, a legendary name not only in the States but all over the world, but what he did for the United Negro College Fund and those telethons for all those years, do you know how many doors he opened in multiple ways? Do you know how many minds he opened? How many hearts? I sure wish he was here today. It's his birthday today. If he had lived, if he had been healthy, if he had just given up those damn cigarettes, he could have lived to be 87. That's his birthday today. So sad that he's not here. He left us in 2006 and left behind such a legacy. Oh, gosh. He was one of a kind, don't you think? Lou Rawls. Oh, my God. Just today, go back and find Tobacco Road. Just, oh my gosh, it'll blow your mind, really. That voice is one of a kind. We also heard a part of an entourage that he was in, matter of fact, his first foray with Weather Report, Jaco Pastorius, also his birthday today. Jaco would have been 69 on this day, December the 1st. Barbary Coast, the name of the song that we heard from Black Market, also back, what, in the 70s? Gosh, let me go see. I think it was 76, same year as Lou Rawls. Yeah, 76. Amazing. Born in Norristown, PA, right down the road from Jenkintown, PA. Yep, that's where I was raised. Jaco moved when he was a little one to Florida. And his brother used to call him Mowgli because he would just be everywhere in bare feet and climb trees like a little critter. He was something else. And he realized that when he started to get interested in bass, he had an upright bass, and the Florida heat in southern Florida didn't agree with the maintenance of the upright bass, so he got himself another kind of bass, and the rest is history. And I wish I could tell you that he had lived a long life, but as many people know, genius that he was, he had some significant emotional problems. He had some significant drug situations. He left us at the age of 35 after making such beautiful music with Weather Report and Pat Metheny and Joni Mitchell and so many others. He just let the world cloud his vision, and he died from injuries sustained in a bar fight in South Florida. And I grieve for him so much. I just see these pictures. I posted a picture of him today along with Lou Rawls and other people celebrating a birthday today who are no longer with us, like Vesta Williams, like Richard Pryor. You know, I just wish that something would have happened where they could still be with us. Richard Pryor, can you imagine the kind of comedy he would be doing these days? But Jaco Pastorius, genius on that bass. So many would agree, influential in so many ways, and not here to have a holiday season. Boy, when you think about what these folks would say about 2020, they would have so much of an impact. But they still do from where they are. I believe that all of those folks that I've mentioned are in the stars looking down at us and being our angels trying to guide us along. I don't know what the story was with Matthew Shell today. I can only imagine. Listen, let me tell you something. Matthew Shell would be the last person on this earth to be a no-show. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers, because something major must have happened for him not to come on the show at his appointed time about a half an hour ago. And I'm a little worried, and I'll find out what the story is, but in the meantime, say a little prayer. He's got a beautiful wife. He's got a beautiful daughter. And he would have said something. He was really looking forward to this because this was a reschedule. So keep that in mind. Meantime, next Tuesday, I want to tell you about who our guest is going to be. This is one of those gentlemen I thought that I would never have on this show. This is a monumental thing. He is in a different sphere as far as either straight ahead jazz or contemporary jazz. He is in other. When Linda Lavin was on the show some months ago now, she would talk about Billy Stritch. Billy is her frequent music collaborator, and he has his own holiday album out as well as solo piano. Billy Stritch is going to be on the show next Tuesday. This is one of those characters who is known in many circles as an absolute go-to, and I am so tickled that he would spend even a half an hour with us here on Hybrid Jazz. But Dan Fortune made this possible. Dan, thank you so much. When Dan has an artist in mind, he likes to make sure over and over again that I know who that person is. So Billy Stritch next Tuesday here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you so much, Yolanda Bell. Thank you for dropping in. And the folks who are listening via some messengers on Facebook, via Instagram, via LinkedIn, and on Twitter, I appreciate so much that you've paid attention to what has been going on this year. Thank you to my contributors, and they know who they are. I'm going to keep them anonymous for now, but you'll know sometime in 2021. It's right around the corner. We'll see you next time on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Please wear your mask. Please be safe. Please keep your social distancing. And we'll see you next Tuesday. Be at peace. Enjoy December. Let no naysayers tell you otherwise.